after we have been at his table, and we have enjoyed him, I always have the feeling that this is not a time of speaking. The Lord is in his house, and all the earth shall be silent. I feel that we should be silent instead of speaking. We should remain in the presence of the Lord. Behold him. That's what we should do. I feel myself this afternoon as Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. He tried to say something, and no doubt he said the wrong thing. He didn't know what he was saying. I do not know whether it is the much speaking of Peter that brought that wonderful time to an end. They might be longer there if he remains silent. I hope I do not make the mistake this afternoon. But in a sense, I'm forced to make this mistake. I don't want to. We really do not need to say anything. The best thing to conclude, if there is a conclusion, to this time of convocation, is that we may all be silent before the Lord, silently, quietly, gazing upon him, the altogether lovely one, the Lord. But we have to go down from the mountain to the valley. We soon will have to go back to our various places. It is good to be here. But down there in the valley, a battle is raging. It is a battle of life and death. The Lord went down with his disciples. So I feel I would like just to read from the Word, maybe a few comments, and leave it with you. The letter to the Ephesians. Chapter 6. We'll read from verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 18. For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the artifices of the devil. Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavens. For this reason, take to you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things to stand. Stand therefore, having girt about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace. Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which ye will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one, have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word, praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all. For the rest, brethren, finally, I remember about 10 years ago, I heard our brother in Stockholm explaining to us the real meaning of for the rest, finally. He stayed with me. For the rest, finally, it doesn't mean that he has said everything he wants to say, and now there is just a little left. So, for the rest, finally, it is said. No. The word means he is gathering up all that he has said before, putting all the things together, and then enter into a new phase with all the riches that is with him. Finally, after we have been shown all the unsearchable riches of Christ, after we have seen Christ, the unsearchable one, after we have been shown his unsearchable riches, and after that has come to us as a gospel, as something that we can not only hear, but we are swallowed up in it, become a part of it. Oh, brothers and sisters, with all that has been said and seen and shown, finally, now, it will be put into practice. When Christ came to this world, he was contested from his birth to his death. We do not have time to go into it. You know that. How when he was born, Herod wanted to kill him. How he had to flee for his life. How he was tempted in the wilderness by the devil to draw him away from that purpose that he came to fulfill. How in his own native city, Nazareth, they wanted to push him down and kill him. How Peter wanted to divert him from the will of the Father. Friends and foes, Jews and Gentiles, things seen and unseen, all the forces of the evil, try to crush him lead him astray, to frustrate him, to end him, that he may not be able to enter into that purpose that he was sent by the Father. He was tested and contested from birth to death. And yet, praise God, he came out in triumph. He spoiled the principalities and authorities and made a public show of them, leading them in his train. Brothers and sisters, he came out triumphant and victorious. Now you have become a part of him. Now you are drawn into him, to share one life with him, and to share his unsearchable riches. Do you think that the enemy will not test and contest? Paul said, finally, now with the unsearchable riches of Christ in you, you are drawn into a conflict of the ages. But remember, you are not fighting against blood and flesh. You are drawn into the spiritual conflict with the principalities and authorities, with the power of darkness, with the spirit of evil. It is a spiritual conflict. It goes on all the time. It is a conflict against the unsearchable riches of Christ. Do not think that now you can go home and enjoy the unsearchable riches of Christ, and just be carried on an easy chair and be carried into glory by the angels. You will go back, and maybe before you reach home, you'll find you are in the thick of the battle. It is a battle of life and death. It is a battle whether the unsearchable riches of Christ is real or it is a theory. Do not be deceived by the enemy into trying to fight against blood and flesh. You'll go back. You'll meet blood and flesh. They will come in and try to wear you out. Do not be deceived by the enemy. You are not fighting against flesh and blood. You are fighting against the evil power. How are you going to fight? Be strong in the Lord. This is your place. Do not move away from your place in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the Lord. And in the might of His strength. The Lord is your place. Is your home. Dwell in Him. And then draw upon the might of His strength. You are not to fight this fight with your own strength. You are to fight this fight with the unsearchable riches of His might, of His strength. Remember, He has overcome. The battle is the Lord's. You are just following Him and gather up the spoil. That's what you are doing. Don't you dare to put yourself at the front, but hide yourself in Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. And everybody knows the armor of God is nothing but Christ Himself. The unsearchable riches. Another thing, who is this one that goes out to meet that spiritual adversary? Are you the one? Are you the only one? No. This warrior is not an individual. This warrior is the Christ. You are not alone. The head has overcome. Now the body is to meet the adversary. Experiencing all that the head has done for us. You are not alone. The body is meeting the adversary. How we need one another. Pray with prayer and supplication for all the saints. And only by so doing, we can not only withstand, but we can carry through to the end the purpose of God and bring you the key. Our Heavenly Father, Thou hast revealed Thy Son to us. We do believe that an impression is made. We ask Thee that as we go back to our various places, as we shall be tested, oh, that we may stay in Thee, that we may appropriate by faith all Thy unsearchable riches and make it our own. Oh, that we may with all Thy saints enter into that reality of Christ, that we may carry through And as Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is the crown of righteousness waiting for me. Make it true, Lord, by thy mercy and grace to all of us. We want to give thee the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the power to the ages of ages. In Jesus Christ's name.